You're with Press TV's World News. We're going to go live now to Tehran, where Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami is delivering a speech at Tehran's Friday prayers following the massive rallies on International Quds Day. Let's take a listen now.
In the course of over 60 years, constantly the winning card of the Palestinian people has been the resistance of the Palestinian people has brought the Zionist enemy to its knees. The 33-day resistance of Lebanon's Hezbollah against the Zionist regime. Hezbollah in Lebanon is only a militia group, and their greatest weapon is a missile with a range of 70 kilometers. Only the Zionist regime, by possessing all those advanced weaponry, they just were brought to their knees. The 22-day resistance of the people in Gaza against Israel, all these resistances are the signs of the dignity of Islam and the magnanimity of the Muslims. And the only way to ground the Zionist regime is only resistance and nothing else. Uprising or intifada, they have broken the backbone of the Zionist regime. The ambitious regime that was planning to have its grip all over the world, it's now reached a point where, in a humiliating way, it's trying to win the support of the Arab countries and accorded recognition. The regime that was such a high flyer is now acting like this. This is the blessings. These are the fruits of the resistance of the Palestinian people. The fifth point is the Zionist regime plans to actually, by raising some sideline and marginal issues and some hollow issues, by, like, for example, the issue of Iranophobia, try to sideline the issue of occupation of Palestine and try to divert it and push it to world people's attention and push the issue to a point. And now we should tell the regional people, we should recommend that they should not be deceived by this lying and criminal regime. The Zionist regime is the very same regime. In case it was powerful enough, it would even occupy Mecca and Medina. They have that slogan of from Nile to the Euphrates is what resistance made them forget, this slogan. Now the horns of this wild bull is broken, and now the Zionist regime is collapsing. But if they come to power, they will have no mercy on either, and even you. They are the enemies of Islam. They are the enemies of Quran. And Islamic Iran, as a powerful brother of yours in the region, is defending your reputation and your being. Standing alongside Iran would be much better for you. And the sixth point, and the last point of the same connection, is the Secretary General of the International Atomic Energy Agency has said that next week it's likely the non-peaceful plans, nuclear plans of the Zionist regime might be on the agenda of the IAEA next week. We hope it will be set on the agenda, and it could be followed through with precision, and they would ask this criminal regime that possesses over 200 nuclear warheads, how they have acquired this, what regime has equipped you with these weapons. We are confident that if they justly deal with the issue, they will come to realize that these nuclear warheads have been given to the Zionist regime by the criminal administration of the U.S. Obama came to power with the slogan of change, but it was deception because we are witness. We see that there has been no change in its approach toward compared to other U.S. presidents. They have this bond that is not broken with the Zionist regime. So it shows that there is no change toward the Zionist regime. Every year, over $5 billion ex gratia monetary donation goes to the Zionist regime from the U.S. And the whole world knows, and the Muslim people in the world know, that the U.S. government has been accomplice in all crimes committed by the Zionist regime. The other issue is the issue of the flooding in Pakistan.
Live pictures you are seeing there here on Press TV of the Friday prayers going on in Tehran, a speech being delivered by Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami here, and it just comes following massive rallies, of course, here in Iran on International Quds Day. Well, Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami referred to resistance as the winning card of the Palestinians and what he said has brought Israel to its knees. He also said that regional nations should not be deceived by Israel because Israel, he said, is promoting Islamophobia and Iranophobia to follow its own goals. And he called Israel the enemy of Islam and urged regional nations to become more aware of what role Israel is playing. He also referred to Israel's nuclear weapons capability in his remarks there, Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami, and he criticized the U.S. for failing to act against Israel's military and nuclear activities, rather supporting Israel in what it's doing. A summary of some of the points raised there by Ayatollah Ahmad Khatami in Tehran at the site of Iran's Friday prayers. And of course, as I told you, it comes following the massive rallies being held in across Iran today and also across the world on International Quds Day in support of the Palestinians.